producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, maybe I should get a deep voice like that deep-voiced announcer. His name is Ben, by the way. And I should add Michael Harrison's name with Doug. This is the Countdown Show with Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison. I think your voice is deeper than mine, though.
My voice is neither deep nor high. My voice is right in the center.
In the middle.
Engineers from all over the world have marveled at the patterns on the screen generated by my voice. It has equal highs and lows, and as a result, it's extremely bland.
Well, welcome to Middle America and the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of December 7th to the 11th, the 7-11 countdown, Michael. That's pretty
exciting. Wow, this is lucky. What a lucky week.
Yes, very good. Well, it would depend on who you are, whether you're on the receiving end or the giving end of some of this information. The stories and the people, Michael will list the top 10 in each category, and then we'll break down all of the various components of some of these conversations and others as well. So let us begin with your usual weekly service, Michael.
Lots of nasty news, you know, mixed in with some of the fun stuff like the National Football League action. The season is really starting to come down to the exciting.
You just ticked off because the Patriots lost.
I tell you, you know, it's if you want to be a sports
fan,
if you want to be a sports fan, you have to be prepared to have pleasure and pain. If your team always wins, that's no good, and if your team loses all the time, that's no good either. But sometimes you just left hanging there, and that's what makes sports exciting. So the NFL is at number 10. A new Star Wars film. Dom, dom. I can't do the song all of a sudden. I lost it. I've been practicing all morning so I could do that.
Really?
Yeah, the John Williams theme.
Mm-hmm.
How does it go? You ever...
Kara will find it for you, so you'll feel at home.
At number 9. At number 8, we have the Iran missile test and the North Korea H-bomb threat. Lovely.
Great. Yeah.
At number 7, Russia's Syria involvement. Complicated stuff. At number 6, the battle against the Islamic State, IS, ISIL, ISIS.
Daesh.
I find it interesting. Some politicians call them ISIS. Obama called them ISIL the other day.
Not me. I'm calling them what they really are. Crumb bums. They don't like the name Daesh, so that's why we ought to use it, frankly. That's my opinion, anyway.
Irritate them. Make them give up.
Make them angry.
We cannot continue this war against the West because Doug Steffen is freaking us out.
Daesh.
All right. Number 5, we have Chicago.
That sounds like Arnold a little bit, you know? Daesh.
I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
My favorite line of Arnold Schwarzenegger was in one of his movies where he kicked this guy into a steaming pipe that came through his chest, and the steam comes out, and he says, that'll give you the chance to let off some steam.
Right. Clever.
There's a guy that was built for sound bites. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they got a lot.
Ian Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Paris Climate Summit at number 4. San Bernardino shooting aftermath at 3. Do you like the way we intersperse these miserable stories with lame attempts at humor?
Yes.
At number 2, we have the 2016 presidential race. And at number 1, we have the Trump Muslim ban proposal.
Speaking of lame attempts at humor.
Well, I mean, hey, Trump's your guy.
Why do you say Trump is my guy? I just find what I like about him is that he is saying what I'm thinking about a lot of issues. I may not agree with the way he presents himself, but I think that you and I have this conversation, which makes it wonderful to listen to. I just think that there is, I'll tell you, when you get done with the list of people, I'm going to throw something at you that will astound you and the audience.
Oh, my.
after you go through the list of people.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
Let's save it for the end of the show so we'll keep them listening for an hour.
Well, we can talk about it. We may be able to talk about it for an hour.
We'll tell them in a month.
Right.
Sometime,
come back after the first of the year, folks.
Sometime within the next month,
yes.
You hear what Doug says, you'll win.
Yep. An HP printer. We've got those to give away.
A weekend with Donald Trump.
Ah, perfect.
All right. The people we have on our people list is Kim Jong-un at number 10, Recep Tayyip Erdogan at 9, Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad at 8, Rahm Emanuel and Laquan McDonald at 7. At number 6, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. At 5, Syed Rizwan Farouk and Tashfin Malik. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, the most important entertainer of our time, Donald Trump.
All right, so let's say you grew up in this country in the 1880s.
I did.
Did you? Congratulations. Then, and now it's the year 2015, and the list of people that are most on everybody's mind, including the president, names like Barack Obama.
No wonder you like Trump.
Ted Cruz.
Listen to you.
Marco Rubio.
Shame on you.
Syed Rizwan Farouk. Tashfin Malik. Laquan McDonald.
You
Bashar al-Assad. The names that are prominent. I'm talking around the rest of the world. You expect people are going to have obviously the names that culturally belong to their country. But in our country, we're the melting pot. We're finding more and more of these names that neither you or I can pronounce properly.
And you know what? That should be the test for immigration.
Right.
Whether or not you and
we
I can pronounce their name. If we can't pronounce their name on the first take.
You're out of here.
On a cold read.
Yep.
Out.
Did you ever take that test? I remember when I had to work on the classical music station when I was a kid. I had to take a test to see if I could pronounce the names of some of the performers on some of the record labels.
So did I.
When I also had to take a test when I was working somewhere, I can't remember where it was, as to whether I could pronounce foreign dignitaries' names. If I couldn't do that, you were out. So you and I both went through that. We both passed with flying colors.
Well, we passed. I don't know if I did it with flying colors, but I certainly, when I was a program director, made a rule that any artist whose names were difficult to pronounce, we just wouldn't play
the
music.
Put them on the air.
I mean, that was the judge.
That's the easy way
around. And for those
that
who are about to send me emails, I'm only kidding.
Michael@talkers.com.
The difference, folks, is Doug's not kidding.
Or praise to Doug@DougStephan.com. In a moment, who will win the presidential sweepstakes next November? I have the answer to that question, and it's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans or offer end 1-716-72-188. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract validity. Reward card requires online registration.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's 3-day gift sale, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it on top of great gift sale prices in-store and online, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's 3-day gift sale. Kohl's, select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
17 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing not only the top 10, but the interesting ancillary things that go along with the discussions. The good talk radio programs don't just stick to some formulaic routine. The good talk radio programs take, as Michael has pointed out in this program dozens of times, the nuance of some story and maybe twist it and turn it around. Sometimes it's a local effect. Can you imagine doing a talk radio program, for example, in San Bernardino and what there is for fodder there under the circumstances of the past couple, 3 weeks? That's an example of taking something that has local and national significance and plying your trade well to speak to the needs of the locals, because they're going to be different than the needs of whatever the audience is around the country anyway.
Russell, when major national or international stories happen at home, it has a tremendous impact on the community and creates a very different situation.
Right.
No question about it. But even if something big doesn't happen in a local area, each local community has its own crises, its own scandals, its own issues, and this is not reflected on this chart. And that's the most important thing for people listening to this show to understand, that these are the 10, and we squeeze sometimes ties into it, obviously, to get more information in this, but these are the 10 overview national stories being talked about in general on talk radio. It is not to indicate that this is the entire picture, because every community has its major local stories, and if there's good talk radio in those communities, those stories are talked about as much, if not more, than the national stories.
Yep. Good talk radio is what this program is all about. The review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the week, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So there is an annual event, not annual, sorry, every 4 years. So what's that, quattro anno?
It's every 4 years, yeah.
Every 4 years, thank you. Western Illinois College has an election the year before to the day of when the election will be held nationally, to see how the college students at this school would vote if the election were to be today.
What are those? It's like that town up in northern
New
Hampshire.
They have never, Dixville Notch.
Right, right.
They have never been wrong. School opened in 1846. They've done this every 4 years. And in the history of the school, they have never.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Okay.
Right. Ever. Western Illinois College. They have never been wrong in their choice. So the election was the first Tuesday of November. They announced the results this week. You want to take a guess?
Hillary.
Nope.
Okay. Now I'm out in the muck of no man's
land. This will not be something that you could easily predict.
Okay.
All right. I'll take another shot.
Yeah. Marco Rubio.
Nope.
Okay, then it has to be Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
Has to be Bernie Sanders.
Sanders.
Now, the reason I say that is because, before you go forward, the only person who could be elected president that at this moment no one is taking that seriously is Bernie Sanders, because all he has to do is upend Hillary in the primaries, and that could happen.
Well, not only that, Hillary could be eliminated because the Republicans are trying as hard as they can to get her indicted for crimes against the state. So you mix that into Trump becoming an independent, and the Republicans are ruined, and they're not smart enough to figure that out. I think this is an amazing reality, frankly.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have 24 minutes after the hour as we pursue the top things that people are talking about, the talkers charts for the week of December the 11th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is located at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, stories focusing on the hosts, the industry itself, and is full every day. And I go look at what's going on every day. Well, I'm in the business, but a lot of people are so fanatical when it comes to their interest in some of these hosts and the programs, they check it out as well. Help yourself, talkers.com. Meanwhile, we are discussing the election, a mock election at Western Illinois College, which puts Bernie Sanders as the winner, Martin O'Malley the vice president. Donald Trump runs as an independent. Well, that isn't, I'm bringing the, this is just an election. So you then take, Michael, all the other speculative ways that you could get there. The thing that makes this of interest is that this poll or election, not a poll, election, has never been wrong. And so if Bernie Sanders is the next president and the Republicans continue to eat their young, continue to ignore what the members of the party are telling them in their desire to see Donald Trump as the candidate, they will ruin it for the party. I believe that if this all comes to play, Democrats will control the House and the Senate and the presidency after the next election. That's how badly they're handling this, and the public is affronted by it. Do you get a sense of that? I mean, with all these conservative talk radio programs, how is it that the hosts, I haven't really actually listened around. Have you paid attention to the hosts and how they're choosing the candidate of their choice?
Have I paid attention?
Well, you know what I mean. Paid attention
no,
to
I haven't
this.
Listened to years.
No, stop. You know what I'm saying. The nuance of who's supporting whom.
Yeah. Well, what's happening, one of the problems in the media, and I'll be critical of talk radio here and critical of all the media, is that media people in 2015 seem to think they are somehow exempt from the world they cover, and they seem to relish the worst news and the biggest controversies and the most sensational people, sensationalism, not sensational as in good, because they feel it's good material, it's good for ratings, it gives them something to chew on, and they stop and they don't stop and think about their responsibility towards seeking truth and lending their voice to some kind of productivity. So that bothers me, not just with talk radio, but with even the major news operations, whom I hold more responsible because they claim to be journalists. At least right. Talk radio people admit that they're entertainers to a large part.
Yeah.
I do believe everybody in the world is responsible for what comes out of their mouth, though. If you're telling somebody something across the backyard fence, you're responsible to have at least a spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. I am not big on lying for the sake of fun. That goes against me.
You don't even have to do that anymore. Trump has certainly taken the approach, and whether he does it purposely or not, the news media falling in willing suit. And then there are things that come out of people's mouths, like Justice Scalia saying that some black students might belong at slower track universities. That's probably not the best way of putting that, and it's probably not the broadest way of putting it. But it got a lot of attention. But then there is the need. I mean, this is what makes the conversation. It's real conversation. We don't rehearse. This shouldn't be rehearsed.
Well,
it's
real conversation. It's real conversation, but it's subject to real interpretation and real blowback.
Yes.
Just because it's real doesn't make it good. Just because someone's telling you the truth doesn't mean they're good.
You're going to like it. No. You will like this or not. In a moment, I'd like to go one step further with this and talk about whether, in terms of our radio format, sensationalism has replaced discussion of real events in our country. Let's talk about that as we continue to peruse what people have been talking about this week in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations that come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the weekly overview of the Talkers Charts, the first full week of December, and we're 2 weeks away from Christmas weekend. Michael, Hanukkah has been celebrated this past week, Ramadan, and other things that sort of bring us into focus, including this program at the end of the year. We every year, I think, take the last show of the year and sort of review the top stories of the year. That seems to be a tradition in the news business, and News Talk Radio is no example. I'm leaving it to you, though, whether I follow your lead, whether you want to do that or not this year, it's up to you.
Whether I want to do what?
Have a big end-of-the-year overview of what's happened over the past 12 months in the News Talk Radio world.
Sure, why not?
All right.
How big will it be? Are we going to wear tuxedos? Like
bigger than big.
Remember like when they would do the 20th anniversary of
right.
the Tonight Show, they'd wear tuxedos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or when What's-His-Face goes out into the wrestling arena, let's get ready to rumble!
Be careful of saying that. He could sue you.
Could he?
Yeah, he owns that.
He's got a nice tuxedo.
So we should say, let's get ready to mumble.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking about when we used to do the talk radio rumble.
Talk.
I couldn't remember.
We used to have the talk radio fist fight. What do we call it? What do you use? The rumble.
The rumble. The talk rumble. The problem with the talk rumble was we could never find a moderator capable of running it.
Oh, because it always got out of hand.
Yeah.
Completely out of control.
And so if you have the wrong moderator, you're
dealing with all those egos. Good God.
Oh, man. What's the word?
All right, so we've been talking about number one issue, number two this week is presidential race, and whether or not Hillary Clinton gets bumped, Trump loses, the Republicans lose, Bernie Sanders wins. Interesting scenario. But the things I have to try in my own mind to figure out what's sensational versus that which is outrageous. There are two different words and means. So what Antonin Scalia said this week about black students, is that outrageous or is it sensational?
It's outrageously stupid.
Wasn't smart.
Stupid. It wasn't not just smart. It was stupid. And it makes you wonder what's going on.
Makes you wonder about the intellectual quotient.
It makes you wonder what the hell is going on in the Supreme Court. Yeah.
That was not a smart thing to say.
I mean, right. That was dumb.
Yeah,
just
wasn't
dumb.
Smart. Yep.
That's all. All right. It's not worthy of any further analysis.
Mm-mm. It really isn't. Okay, so whether or not you think Hillary is not going to win, if this all came to pass, it would kind of ruin the discussion from now until the election. Right? I mean, if people really paid attention, these are the kinds of things I love to dig up that nobody really talks about because nobody really looks at what's behind the scenes, what's behind the curtain, what's behind the story. But this Western Illinois college thing is actually quite provocative. If you're just joining us, Western Illinois College, every 4 years since its founding, has had a pre-election election on the college campus. They have for 140 or 50 or 60 years never been wrong. And they think that Bernie Sanders is going to win. Trump will run an independent campaign because the Republicans are going to try to figure out how to get Jeb Bush in there, because that's where the support, the money support, is not on Rubio, it's not on Cruz, because those names don't fit well with many of the donors. And we get back to the real waspy-nish, what's the word? The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant focus that many Republicans have, even in this era of the names that I went through a few minutes ago, how varied they are, how much we have really changed in our country as to what the average names are. So Bush makes them comfortable because of his name. Rubio doesn't. Cruz doesn't. Because let's face it, these people, in the main, don't like Hispanics. And that's the money is what's going to talk, as it always does. It'll corrupt the election, and both those guys will be out. Bush gets the nod. He can't get any traction. Trump has all of the excitement, and yet he
You're
runs
saying you actually think Jeb Bush has a chance
yes,
of getting the nomination?
I do. Yep. I think the Republican Party is so corrupt and so focused on itself and not the voter and not the... They just want to make sure the people that have the money that are putting it behind these candidates, remember, they're going to spend $4 billion alone on the presidential race, never mind governors, senators, and congressmen. The amount of money that will be spent advertising on the radio and television and the newspapers, 30-second bites to get people to just recognize names. Because if you went into the ballot box, Michael, and you saw Hillary Clinton's name and Donald Trump's name, you could make an educated decision because you'd know pretty much who those two people are. But let's say it's Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio. The average person, unfortunately, is not that educated. As a matter of fact, I saw someplace 34% of the people who go to the election, when they go to vote, they don't even know who they're going to vote for. So you could be darn tuned, even though we know, because we follow these sorts of things, there are lots of people who don't know who Marco Rubio is or Ted Cruz. So they go in and they see Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows Clinton's name. Okay, I know that name. I'm voting for her. That's it. Some people will even be thinking they're voting for Bill Clinton again.
Well,
that's how uninformed many people are in the electorate in this country. That's my speed.
Well, that's a problem that's always existed in a democracy. If the electorate is uninformed, majority rule can be very dangerous. That's been the reason that some people believe in an aristocracy and benevolent dictators and all that.
Right.
You know, when we grew up as kids, we were told democracy is the best way to run a country. You wonder how could they ever have had kings. But, you know, if the people are not intelligent or educated, they may make bad decisions. They could be motivated by emotion, motivated by fear.
People have made bad decisions.
But we don't have that today.
Well, we do. We have horrible decisions. Look at the people who are in office.
Of course we have it today.
Of course we do.
But, you're making an interesting point. But the whole, that, first of all, in terms of that Western Illinois thing,
yeah.
There's always a first time to be wrong. Mm. I look at that type of research with, a certain amount of educated skepticism.
Yes.
Secondly, it's based on the premise that Hillary is indicted and that somehow the Republicans finally...
No, that's my premise, not their election.
Oh.
That's my premise. Well, that's how it happens.
That foolish premise is your premise.
That's my premise. They just picked without any explanation of why they picked it, they just say, okay, here are the results of our election. And Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley become the president and vice president, and that's all. That's it. The rest of it I just put into the places where there are holes in the conversation to sort of figure out how this would be done.
Oh, because I was wondering, how do you have an election and have so much backstory?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay.
With the backstory.
So they had an election.
Yeah.
The student body voted on who they'd vote for president.
Right.
And it was Sanders.
Right.
Well, see, where that can ring true is that when people finally do go to the polls, because it's like talking about a football game. And there's an old saying, that's why they play the game. You know, you can talk all you want about who's going to win, who's going to lose based on, you know, all of these theories. And then when they play the game, sometimes it has nothing to do with what people talked about. When the game is played, when they start voting, it's certainly within possibility that Bernie Sanders is going to beat Hillary.
Okay, so you want to hear the next... Let's have him really go to the moon. You ready for the next piece of this?
Oh boy.
There is a psychic...
A psychic.
Who suggests that Bernie Sanders is not in very good health and may suffer some sort of malady that will take him out, and Martin O'Malley then becomes the president of the United States. Somebody that most people don't even know. They don't know who. They didn't know he was governor of Maryland. They don't know from nothing
But you're basing that on the assumption that Martin O'Malley is going to be nominated vice president.
I'm throwing speculative conversation into the mix.
Do you really think that Bernie Sanders, if for some reason he becomes the man and he is nominated by the Democrats as president, which is within the realm of possibility,
yes,
that he is going to choose? Remember, it's not the guy with the second amount of votes. It's not the guy that's running for president. He could pick, you know, his gardener. That he's going to pick Martin O'Malley as his running mate? What, are you out of your mind?
I wouldn't pick him, but I'm not the guy.
Bernie Sanders would never pick Martin O'Malley.
Well,
that's a terrible bet.
Yep.
No chance.
Okay. So we're not putting any money on this.
No. So Martin O'Malley is not going to be president. It's look, Bernie Sanders is an old man. He's almost as old as we are. And sure.
I believe he has some. I think he's got the edge on both of us. Thank you.
but all right, I'm exaggerating. But the fact of the matter is of course anybody that's a certain age, that's a question. You know, anybody could drop dead. The point is that we go forward hoping that won't happen and assuming it won't happen.
Yeah.
But Martin O'Malley, I mean, what's he doing up there on the stage? Come on. You know what they're up there for? They're up there because, one, they want to make a point. Two, they're egotistical. Three, they're raising money.
Yeah.
And four,
they're going to be
their megalomaniacal wish thinkers.
There, too. All right, here we are, folks. We're going through our list of the talkers' information, the topics, et cetera, with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gig for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted plans. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee. Credit valid for and plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16/72/180. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract liability. Reward card requires online registration.
It's 48 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with some of the nuance. I said that we ought to look at how sensationalism has replaced real news in America. And we were talking about some of this earlier on. You see the way, whether it's USA Today covering something, People Magazine. Do you know, and this is sort of where I think I draw the line, what changed the news media from being news oriented to sensational coverage of stories? What do you think, in my opinion, the time, I'm going to tell you when I think it changed, but you can tell me if you
agree
with
it. Your opinion is going to be when it went to the 24-hour cycle. My opinion is going to be when the media became overly corporate and run by bean counters and Wall Street, and the barrier between journalism and the entertainment departments of the media broke down further. That's what I think.
All right, I'll add a third thing. I wouldn't disagree with either of those two things, but the event that I was thinking about that changed the way things are was the O.J. Simpson trial. After O.J., or during that, I felt like an earthquake, like the earth move under my feet. As I think back on it, things changed with that, with the chase down the interstate in California. I think after that, sensationalism in the main replaced real news. And it was a combination of real news and sensationalism. But look at, they had 24-hour coverage on this guy for days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That certainly was a milestone in the modern era.
Yeah.
If you look back, though, to the bigger picture, there have been other O.J. Simpson trial-type stories.
Before?
Yeah.
But was the electronic media ready for that?
They just didn't have, the coverage, the full instantaneous coverage of these things, but a tremendous amount of attention was paid to the Fatty Arbuckle trial.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount of interest was paid to the Lindbergh baby kidnapping.
But maybe they didn't have the technology to get it around. Yeah, the Lindbergh baby thing, Fatty Arbuckle, and the charges against him regarding...
I mean, do you know that more attention was paid to Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, and Debbie Reynolds than to any of the current sensationalism?
Yeah. But we didn't have the technology. Maybe that was the difference. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move along now. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us to take his expertise as a lawyer and college professor and bring us around to getting some input regarding the legal stories that are on the countdown this week. Starting, Stephen, with the Trump Muslim ban proposal, so much rhetoric. That could not ever legally happen anyway, so why are we, or could it? I mean, I suppose I should ask the question before I make an assumption.
Yeah, you know, on the one hand, it certainly is blatantly unconstitutional if it was dealing with American citizens, because it is a just a discrimination because of religion, and it's kind of frightening, it's kind of shocking. I'm Jewish, and I keep looking back to to Nazi Germany. I mean, people can't see the how the comparisons there. I think they're missing something, but non-citizens don't have the same rights as citizens.
Right.
But frankly, I do think even if it were theoretically legally possible, I think that's just, turn out the lights and turn in the keys. We've just given up everything we've standed for.
Well, I'm looking at the, we have one of our affiliates, KMMS, they have very good communications with their listeners. And in their newsletter this week, they ask whether the U.S. can legally keep Muslims out. And these are people that are coming in from someplace else that are not American citizens. I say not to focus on Muslims, but just shut it all down until we get a handle on it, because there are people coming in like ants. You know, there was a story this week about all the people that are coming from Central America. And when I say people, I'm talking about youngsters who have no parents. I think there was an encampment set up for 10, or they're going to try to set up places around the country for 10,000 of these youngsters who just wandered into this country from Central America, and there's no place for them to go.
Well, you're asking a really silly thing, and that is to actually enforce the pretty good immigration laws
that
we have.
How about we enforce the law? Right.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something you and I have talked about for a long time. We have pretty good laws. The vetting laws that we have in regard to immigrants from Syria in particular are good. The other immigration laws are good. You know, if there is a vulnerability, the FBI Director Comey was saying there are some problems with phony passports that were an issue in Europe and could be an issue here.
Yeah.
But we really don't have to go totally draconian if we just enforce what we got.
Yeah, right, exactly. Enforce the rules that we have. Next item, the aftermath of the shooting in San Bernardino, number 3 this week on the countdown. As this thing continues to unfold, the aftermath, the news media wants us to focus on these two people. What else goes on here that people aren't aware of that could be involved in whether we understand that they didn't, they were there doing this, and the FBI seems not to have done anything. You know, what are you, the families of these victims are going to sue, and who do they sue?
Well, you know, they're not going to be suing the federal government as far as any kind of a negligence, even if there were any that, you know, this is not something where there would be liability. You know, I think what the FBI is so concerned about and why they keep continuing to try and act on this is, first of all, it's making their plea to be able to have a code for encryption data and encryption programs in emails and text messages that much more a compelling argument because with that they may have been in a better position to stop it. Of course, the biggest takeout from this is here you had an American citizen who didn't seem to have outwardly any radical leanings,
yeah.
And it's this kind of person born here, the lone wolf criminal who doesn't have to come through immigration, that's a real threat.
All right, about 30 seconds on the Chicago police and what the mayor can do to clean it up legally.
Yeah, he can do a lot. And if you take him at his word, he's not resigning. He's saying it's his responsibility. Heads will roll. Chicago police, just as Baltimore police, have had a long history of really violating people's rights. And if they're serious about it and getting the Justice Department involved, hopefully some real good changes can come.
Unfortunately, you could find that in a lot of different cities in our country. There's just too many bad police officers that make the jobs of the good police officers that much more difficult. So I think there's a lot to play out in those scenarios. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, and he has that website, scamicide.com, that'll keep the problems from coming to your door if you check.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.